Prince Harry has stepped down from Centibale, the charity he co-founded in 2006 to support young people affected by HIV and AIDS in southern Africa, following an internal governance dispute. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The Duke of Sussex resigned alongside his co-founder, Prince Seeiso of Lesotho, and the Board of Trustees after their relationship with Chairwoman Dr. Sophie Chandauka became untenable. The fallout arose after Dr. Chandauka was asked to step down but instead took legal action to retain her position. Dr. Chandauka, a corporate finance lawyer and longtime board member, has since accused the trustees of bullying, abuse of power, sexism, and racism, saying she blew the whistle on governance issues. She reported the matter to the UK Charity Commission, which has confirmed it is looking into concerns about Centibale's governance. In a joint statement, Prince Harry and Prince Seeiso expressed their deep regret over the situation, saying it was devastating that the relationship between the trustees and the chair had broken down. They defended the board's decision to remove Dr. Chandauka, arguing it was in the best interest of the charity, but said her legal challenge made it impossible to continue working together. Former trustees Timothy Boucher, Mark Dyer, Audrey Cosigency, Dr. Kelalola Rotherley, and Damien West echoed this sentiment, saying they had lost confidence in the chairwoman. They stated that resigning was their only option, as the charity could not bear the legal and financial burden of a lawsuit. In response, Dr. Chandauka claimed her tenure was rooted in fairness and equitable treatment for all. She accused unnamed individuals of acting as though they were above the law, using the media to play the victim while silencing those who challenged them. She further stated that her case had been accepted by the High Court, emphasizing that her work at Centibale was not a vanity project from which I can resign when I am called to account. Centibale, meanwhile, has downplayed the resignations, saying no royal patrons have formally stepped down, but confirming a restructuring of its board. The charity said the changes align with its shift from focusing solely on HIV and AIDS to addressing broader youth health, wealth, and climate resilience in southern Africa. The UK Charity Commission is currently assessing the issues to determine its next steps. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.